All right. Does anyone else think it is very unusually quiet from the Democratic Party, from the leaders, and from all those who typically are the loudest and the most boisterous when it comes to the transition of power? Now, of course, the left-wing media is going to point to January 6th, but I think it is very awkward, almost. I don't even know how the word I could describe would be awkward, of the silence that's coming from this party since the re-election of President Donald Trump. Even when Kamala Harris got up and conceded, it was just so calm. And it was typically there would be unrest. I mean, they even warned, the mainstream media continually warned that there would be unrest. There would be civil unrest in the streets. There'd be an upheaval. All these things would happen. But all of a sudden, it's just like dead, quiet, silent. We've got a little ways to go until January 20th. And I can't be the only one that is very suspect of the, again, the unusual silence and quiet demeanor that's coming from the left. It makes me concerned a little bit that we've got some shenanigans up the sleeve between now and January 20th. And today I'm going to show you one story that you can't make this stuff up, guys. And that's why we put this in the thumbnail. You can't make this stuff up. And I cannot be the only one that is expecting crazy things to happen. And we'll talk more about this in detail when we get through this program today. So buckle up. We got a crazy story coming for you today. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? It is Friday, November 8th. We welcome you to today's 2 p.m. broadcast. Again, this is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Listen, guys, help me out. Hit a like. Hit that like button. This is going to help us push this out on Rumble and YouTube and these platforms. Take it a step further. Hit that bell notification. Hit that subscribe button. That's going to keep you informed of our ministry, everything that we put out, everything that we do. And of course, as always, guys, we do have a free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. Just go download the app, hit yes to push notifications, and you will stay informed. Hey, listen, if you're just hopping on here, maybe you're just going right onto the live chat. At the opening, the introduction of this, I said that I cannot be the only one that feels like that it is too quiet since the election, where the GOP completely dominated. They're talking now. It's still not official yet, but they're saying that we could see a trifecta. President Trump has taken the office again, against all odds, and become the 47th president of the United States of America. Now, what I think is very strange and concerning at the same time is how quiet it is from the opposing camp. No resistance. It's just too quiet for me. And it's got me concerned because we've got a little ways to go. We've got over 2 months until January 20th. I had some discussions with this off camera, off the air. We talked about this on our Telegram channel last night, and I said, you know, we have to remember. I want to bring something to your remembrance, and we got a story for you that we're going to talk about today, that kind of falls right along with this, and what I expect more to happen, if not between now and January 20th, but at least between now and over the next 4 years, it's going to get wild and crazy. Remember the last time Trump was president? It is a no-brainer that the economy was booming, the borders was good, everything was, our country was in a very good place. Even internationally, trade, there was a fight in the beginning. There was quarrels and threats, but it all worked itself out. And America was in a very good place. And then, lo and behold, here comes the pandemic. And it threw a wrench in everything, completely derailed our country, derailed the world. And really caused us to regress from all the from all the progress that we made. It completely destroyed small businesses. It completely destroyed families, lives. So many people was lost through the virus itself, or through the solution to the virus, if you read between the lines, or just emotional trauma, distress, people opting out, unliving themselves. You had all that stuff going on. So, am I wrong to think? And again, let me know your thoughts on this, guys. I'd love to hear from you in the chat, right there in the YouTube chat, in the comments on YouTube, if you're watching the rebroadcast of this, and you guys on Rumble. We'd love to hear from you. You guys on Apple and Spotify, jump over here. Let your voice be heard. What do you think about this? I know I'm not alone on this, guys. What you have to ask yourself, if, and we pray, and we're praying, and we're interceding as the church, and we believe in the power of prayer, amen? We're gonna keep praying. We do this on Monday nights, by the way, 8 p.m. Eastern, every Monday night. We pray. And now we're going to be praying for Donald Trump, because he is now the president of the United States. We're going to keep praying, but don't think for a second that if these lunatics wanted to take him out before he got elected, this thing is just going to go to a whole other level. I mean, you, in case you've been under a rock somewhere, the liberal meltdown that's taking place is unbelievable. We knew there was going to be meltdowns, but you got people, you've got women that are vowing to never have sex again. They're on a sex strike as long as Trump is president, which, I mean, to me, that's another win, because do we really want people that has radical views on taking the lives of children after they're conceived through that act that they're abstaining from? Do we really want people like that procreating? I'm just saying. So that's another win for us, if you ask me. Or not even for us, but for the unborn. Now you've got these people doing this. You've got people, now these women are shaving their heads. These crazy people are shaving their heads. By the way, which is an insult to cancer patients. I saw some TikTok videos where cancer patients were speaking out against this, saying it's a slap in our face. It's an insult. But these people are unhinged people. And what do you think this is going to produce? Again, this is the environment that we're dealing with. Absolute lawlessness. The Apostle Paul talked about that. The spirit of lawlessness that will abound, and it will continue. And this is the spirit and the atmosphere that's conducive, that will eventually produce the lawless one, which is the Antichrist. All right. So I'm almost expecting some type of shenanigan event, quote unquote, disaster, something created in a laboratory. The next pandemic, and what else? Economic sabotage, cyber attacks. What do we got left? Guys, help me out in the chat. Maybe I'm missing something, but it would be naive and ignorant for us not to keep our head on a swivel and know that something's coming down the pike. And having said that, let me show you a story that really made me think about this. As soon as I saw this headline, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I want to show you this. And I'm sure you guys have heard of this. Police, now this is a developing story, by the way. Apparently, not one, not a couple, but 43 monkeys conveniently escaped a South Carolina research facility. Have you guys, I know you guys have seen this. You guys are, you know, we're talking to an audience that are sons of Issachar. You guys are watchmen. You keep up with this stuff or you wouldn't love our ministry. All right, here, let's watch this video. This guy's going to, he's going to give us some updates on this.
Police in Beaufort County, South Carolina tonight warning those residents to lock their doors and windows, but not over any fear of a fugitive, but because of escaped monkeys. That's right, monkeys. More than 40 rhesus macaque primates broke loose from a research facility there. Now, they are nonviolent, said to not be carrying any diseases, but they are skittish. The monkeys are young females.
Okay, they're nonviolent, but yet lock your doors and shut your windows. Okay.
Males weighing between 6 and 7 pounds.
It was identified that an employee that's new to the company had inadvertently left one of the doors unsecured to the enclosure.
Wow. One of the employees inadvertently left one of the doors to the facility wide open. I mean, happens all the time, right? I mean, whoops, it was just an accident, guys. It's okay. And 43 monkeys, not at a zoo, a research facility. We're going to talk more about that research facility in just a second.
All right, the hunt is on. The facility is home to a group of 50 of those primates. Staff now says 7 stayed behind. The other 43 just bolted altogether right out that door. Now, traps have been set throughout that town. Police are also using thermal energy imaging cameras right now to try to track down those fugitive monkeys.
All right, so let's get into this. Again, as we just heard, the search is underway for these 43 monkeys that escaped this research. Apparently, there's a research facility in South Carolina. Do I have anybody from South Carolina, guys, in the chat? Let me know. Hit yes. And if you are, let me know if you knew about this research facility. Apparently, this is a, they escaped from a facility called Alpha Genesis, which is a business that provides, quote, non-human primate products and bio research services. Now, this is according to the website, which, by the way, I pulled up the website. It's right here. So this is legit. Okay, it's a biomedical research laboratory. So I just literally, as you can see up here, typed in what is biomedical research. Okay, it's the study of human body and how it functions, but normally and abnormally at the molecular, cellular organ system and whole body levels. The goal of biomedical research is to develop new therapies and, quote, devices to improve health and quality of life. Now, let's scroll down here and look at this. So then there's what's called basic research. This is the study. This studies the mechanisms that underlie the development and function of living organisms. The research can help identify potential targets for disease prevention and therapeutic interventions. And then there's clinical research, which is what they're doing here. Let's just be real here with monkeys. Now, this is where they test new therapies such as, quote, drugs, surgical interventions, or medical devices to evaluate their safety, effectiveness, and usefulness. Now, I don't think all of these right here pertain to this, but this one absolutely, again, let me read this again. Clinical research on these monkeys would be these tests that are done for new therapies, for drugs, surgical interventions, or medical devices. All right, according to the report, now this is what the official narrative and the mainstream media is telling us, that these monkeys were a group of very young females that have, quote, never been used for testing. So everybody can rest assured and sleep well tonight because they were never used for testing. They were just kind of hanging out in there with all the other, there was 50 of them, right? And 7 of them stayed behind. I guess they wanted to be tested on, but the other 43 escaped. Now, a spokesman for the Alpha Genesis confirmed police that the animals are, quote, too young to carry disease. Again, residents in South Carolina in this area are being strongly advised to keep doors and windows secured to prevent these animals from entering their homes. Again, according to the official statement, the company works with monkeys to, quote, carry out clinical trials, including on brain disorder treatments, and said it has, quote, one of the largest and most comprehensive non-human primate facilities designed specifically for monkeys in the United States. The company secured a federal contract to run a colony of 3,500 monkeys on Morgan Island off the coast of South Carolina, as known as Monkey Island. Now, did anyone else get the vibes of the movie Outbreak? Has anybody else seen this movie? Let me know in the chat. Hit yes if you've seen it. Hit no if you've not. Let me read this on the screen here for you. If you've not seen this, this was a 1995 film. It had, as you can see here, well, if you know, it had Dustin Hoffman, Morgan Freeman, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Patrick Dempsey was in it. Kevin Spacey was in it. So they had a lot of known Hollywood stars in it. But let me give you the plot. Quote, the single best threat to man's continued dominance on the planet is the virus. In 1967, during the Stanleyville mutinies, a virus called Motaba, which causes a deadly fever, is discovered in the African jungle. To keep the virus a secret, U.S. Army officers destroy the camp where soldiers were infected, killing all occupants. 28 years later, a colonel who is a USA MRID virologist investigates an outbreak in a particular village that wiped out the entire village. Aside from two survivors, he and his crew, who was a lieutenant and a new recruit, gather information and return to the U.S. Now, in the movie, one of the monkeys that is the host of the virus is smuggled into the country. And a worker at a California animal testing laboratory, think about this, where a animal testing laboratory is infected, and again, this is the movie, guys, is infected when he steals the monkey. The worker tries to sell the monkey to a pet store, but refuses to buy it. The monkey scratches the owner, who becomes infected, and thus the virus spreads throughout the United States of America and the world. Now, again, I'm not saying that's the case here. I'm not saying these are infected monkeys that's carrying a deadly virus. But guys, let's get realistic here. Number one, we've been warned that disease X is not a matter of if, but when. And they have said all these elites, the WEF, the WHO, the CDC, all of these organizations have said they don't know where the next major pandemic is going to stem from. They don't know how it's going to come. They just said, and they're calling it disease X. And they said it is inevitable that it is going to happen. Now, how convenient would it be that if disease X just conveniently appears in the next 4 years? I'm just saying, these are things that all my red flags are going off right here. Okay. Now, again, love to hear your thoughts on this. Let us know your thoughts on this developing story. It's going to be interesting to see if they get these monkeys, if they get all of them. Now, all the while this is happening, don't forget bird flu, because, quote, bird flu cases and people are quietly tick up. They're on the rise, with dozens of people. This is human contact with the virus have been reported across 6 states. Now, again, this was reported back last month in October, but we know that this is not going anywhere. This is not going away anytime soon, and it's still on the rise. As of the report of this, 4 new cases of the avian influenza were detected in farm workers in Washington State, the latest in a drumbeat of human infections. Look at that wording right there, the latest and a drumbeat of human infections cropping up across the U.S. as the virus continues to spread among farm animals. Washington is the sixth state to report human cases of bird flu, which has spread rampantly in wild birds, poultry, and cattle. Assuming the CDC confirms the state's positive tests, they will bring the U.S. tally to at least 31. Flu experts said the risk of a broader outbreak among humans will continue to simmer if the virus remains uncontrolled in animals. Quote, the longer this virus hangs out in the environment, the more animals it spills over into, the more it changes in ways we don't understand or predict. Oh, let me say that again. This is what the CDC is saying. In this case, it's a Washington State veterinarian, and they're saying here that the longer this virus hangs out in the environment, the more animals it infects and the more it changes, aka mutates, we don't understand or predict, the more concerned we are going to be that this becomes the next global pandemic. Folks, again, we have to be vigilant, alert, and awake, because again, I don't think for a moment that this is a natural process of things happening here. There is a natural order of diseases and bacteria and viruses and so on and so forth. But after the last shenanigans that we dealt with back in 2019, 2020, when anybody tried to speak out on it and even dare insinuate that it was manufactured in a laboratory, they were completely snuffed out and silenced. Don't think, again, I'm going to say this. If they got away with it once, come on, you already know what I'm going to say. They can get away with it again. So keep your head on a swivel, pay attention, be awake, be alert, be vigilant, and be in prayer for our nation and President Trump, because I don't think this thing is going to go quiet in the night. We've got about 2 months until January 20th, and I'm expecting more crazy stuff and I'm talking about on the level of some nimwit worker that, whoops, I left the door open to the laboratory, so almost 50 monkeys got out that we conduct experiments on, you know, whoopsie-doo, you know. So, you know, be paying attention, because I believe we're going to see more of this. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Listen, guys, we're going to be back tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I'm going to show you the reaction of global leaders, their words, their actions, the threats that are coming, and some other surprising things. All of this is transpiring since President Trump has won the election, because they know what's coming after January 20th. So we're going to cover all that tonight. Again, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here, same time, same place, same channel. So until then, we pray that the Lord bless you today. Have a great afternoon. Again, as always, guys, if you'd like to swing by and support this ministry, maybe a one-time gift or become a monthly partner, you can do that two different ways. You can go electronically or check a money order right there at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. And then, guys, before you bail out, why don't you hit that like button again? If you didn't do it a while ago, go ahead and swing through, hit that like button. Help share this, get the word out, and we'll see you guys tonight.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.